two airplanes have crashed into the World Trade Center in an apparent terrorist attack on our country.
That image of that plane smashing into the second tower has reverberated around the world, and every leader in every country can picture the same thing happening in their nation.
Maybe this is forever, forever fades away.
I feel we are under attack.
Maybe this is a rocket into space.
We all feel personally violated.
I don't wanna be sad.
Everybody's more vigilant now.
I don't wanna break down. After all, I won't let go till you're safe and sound.
Cell phones wouldn't work. Nobody can't touch with anybody. There were rumors of bombs going off outside the executive office building.
Till you're safe and sound.
None of us knew what was true. People were too scared to cry.
We've come face to face with a new reality.
They were acts of war. This will require our country to unite in steadfast determination and resolve. Freedom and democracy are under attack. The American people need to know we're facing a different enemy than we have ever faced.
I don't mind you for quitting. No, you really tried. Maybe we could hold on.
Our main priority is to protect our people and resources here at Dover Air Force Base.
Never think it's going to happen in our country. First it was the one tower, and then I saw where the plane ran into the second tower.
We're at our highest state of force protection.
Governor Minner said that there has been no known threat to Delaware, and she insists that there is no reason for panic.
It's a difficult time for our country, and it's a difficult time for Delaware citizens. I wanted parents home, and I wanted families together. At no time has Delaware been in a state of emergency, and there has not been calls for panic. Today and the days ahead call for caution and, yes, awareness of what's going on.
Our ships, aircraft, and people are at high alert and are prepared to respond to any emergency situation.
Every time we see it, it's like pouring salt into an open cut, and it just continues to hurt and to burn.
One of the ways that they can help is just to hug their family members and keep them close.
All has changed from this, but I pray that is not true.
Unite the civilized world. Unite our Russian friends, our Chinese friends. Unite the world.
As an American, we've been violated by cowards. People who use airplanes possibly full of innocent people to fly into these buildings and cause this kind of destruction. I think it requires a strong response from the United States.
The future of organized terrorist cells is about to welcome the 21st century in a way that they never anticipated.
The resolve of our great nation is being tested. But make no mistake, we will show the world that we will pass this test.
And God bless America.